Exciting news. Billy Slater is officially our new Queensland Origin coach. And Billy needs no introduction to us Maroons faithful. He played 31 games for Queensland. And I'm very excited to say that Billy Slater joins us now on Mornings. Billy, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Henry. Thanks for having me.
Mate, congratulations on the appointment. Talk us through your reaction when you first heard that you got the gig.
It's been a little bit of a process, Henry. It's to be honest, 10 years ago, I didn't see myself as a coach. I had full aspirations to be the best player I could possibly be. But, you know, since retirement, I've been involved in coaching at the Melbourne Storm and also at Queensland level. And, it's a great honour. It comes with a lot of respect. But I suppose growing up in North Queensland, you know, this team was an inspiration to me. And then I got to become a player and a part of that inspiration, and now I get the chance to lead and help develop and shape not just the current State of Origin team but also the future Maroons to help inspire our state.
And you're talking about developing the future of the Maroons. How much do you think you'll be leaning on your own time as a player when you're making those choices as a coach?
Oh, I'm going to be leaning on all the experiences that I've been able to accumulate over my career, not just as a player, but also in and amongst some great coaches. You learn from the best, and it's important that I coach my way. But I can't expect to go in there and coach like someone else. I need to do it my way, but at the same time, not be naive to the fact that people in and around me can help. So we haven't put together a support staff just yet, but looking forward to that process over the coming months to build a support staff to help our team be at their best each game.
And you mentioned support staff there. Do you have an idea about assistant coaches at the moment? Do you think that you'll find Cam Smith in the box with you?
His name keeps getting thrown up, doesn't
that.
He? He's, he's a good mate of mine, Cam, and I'd be lying if I didn't say that he would be a great candidate. But at the same time, it was important, you know, if I'm going to lead this team, it was important for me to commit first, and those pieces to the puzzle will take place over the coming months. So we've still got a fair bit of water to flow under the bridge before we get to our first Origin of 2022. And it's important we get these decisions right to make sure, like I said, that our team and our players are best equipped when they take the field next May.
And you were such an integral part of the Maroons' dominance from 2006 onwards, obviously the fabled 8 in a row. Will, being part of that time, when you look back, what made that team work so well, and how will you take those lessons and apply them to next 2 years?
Yeah, I don't think it's just that period. I think it's Queensland in general. And you know, Queensland's culture and success has always come from its people. The people of Queensland there's a great work ethic. There's a great humility of the people of Queensland. And I think if we can respect our positions and honour the people of Queensland, I think we're halfway there. That's a really important factor when you play for the Maroons, is making sure you respect your position and understand the impact that we have on the Queensland people. So, there's no doubt that successful period is going to help guide us. But at the same time, we need to shape our own future now, and we need the current players and the future players to aspire to not only emulate that successful period, but, you know, go on and better it.
And what do you think it'll be like coaching someone who you've won a premiership with, someone like Cam Munster? Is that going to be interesting, changing that relationship?
No, I don't think so. No, I've got a good relationship with a lot of the current Maroons players, but at the same time, I'm very comfortable in my position. I'm very comfortable with the role that I have to be as head coach, and I think all the players will respect that. So, that question's been thrown to me a couple of times, but I don't see that as an issue, no.
And Paul Green obviously departs the role now. What will you take away from Paul's time at the helm of the side?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I wasn't involved with the camps under the guidance of Paul Green. Look, it was obviously disappointing first couple of games for the Queensland side this year, but They really stood up in that third game, and Paul Green did a fantastic job to regroup his team and get them up for that third game. So, I'm not too sure. Look, I've got great respect for Paul Green, and I wouldn't hesitate to pick up the phone and ask him a few questions. So, he's obviously got aspirations to be an NRL coach again, and he's had great success in that role. So, wish him all the best moving forward.
Well, Billy Slater, I can't thank you enough for being on ABC Mornings this morning. Congratulations on the role, and we're all rooting for you as you take on the head coach of the Maroons. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Henry.